Welcome to episode 38 of the Burning Bush Podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. Just want to say, as always, thanks again for stopping by this week and taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to the podcast. And this week, I am smoking the Mayans MC Maduro, and it's the Toro size 6x50. This is the follow-up, I guess, to the Sons of Anarchy cigar, and they don't have a website for this, so I'll just head over to Cigars International and read the description from there. Mayans MC, a cigar worth waiting for. The cigar you have been anxiously waiting for is finally here. Inspired by the FX television series Mayans MC, this cigar embodies all of the hardcore, street-tough traits that the characters of the show radiate on screen. Hailing from Nicaragua, the Mayans cigar sports a stunning Connecticut broadleaf wrapper that protects the skillfully combined mixture of Dominican and Nicaraguan binder and filler to produce a medium to full-bodied profile full of rich earth, wood, chocolate, and pepper. Solid construction and equal burn finish out, creating an experience that revs across and excites your palate from start to finish. It's the perfect companion to have while binge-watching the series. So grab a box today before they ride off into the sunset for good. And the profile is medium to full. The shapes are, well, I'll get to the tolas later. The wrapper, like I said, is a Connecticut broadleaf Nicaraguan. And binder is Dominican. Filler is Dominican and Nicaraguan. And the tolas are Gordo 6x60, Robusto 5x52, and the Toro 6x50. And this is a decent cigar. It's got some flavors that I'm not really, not that I'm not a big fan of, but just some flavors in there that I really wouldn't expect from a Maduro. But still a decent cigar, worth checking out. So head over to Cigars International and pick some up. So with that, let's go ahead and get back into chapter 9 of Dr. Mike Keiser's book, What Does God Want? This week's section is entitled, Disciples Worship. You might think worship is easy to define or understand. Well, it is and it isn't. We too often equate worship with what happens in a church service, mainly the music. That isn't worship, at least in terms of how the Bible defines it. Though music and song were part of Christian gatherings, Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16, another propensity in our culture is to think of worship as an inner-directed, mystical feeling or experience. That isn't worship either. There are a number of passages we could think about, but let's look at two. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12, 1 through 2. Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, "The hour is coming and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him." John 4:23. We've already talked about the first one in our discussion of living a holy life. How do you worship God? Live like Jesus. Don't be conformed to the world, its values, and self-gratifying pursuits. That is worship. True worship is thus a matter of the heart. The second passage is interesting for a specific reason. Jesus told the woman that God is seeking people to worship him. Worship is therefore not something that originates with us. We are invited to respond to God's goodness and love. How and where we do that can vary. We can do this individually, with or without music, within or outside of a church service. We can also do that corporately, in fellowship with other believers. When believers meet together in fellowship, they stir one another to love and good works. Hebrews 10:24-25. In other words, they prod each other to spiritual worship, imitating Jesus. They praise God for his goodness, love, and providential presence in their lives. Acts 2:46-47 and James 5:13. Praise included singing songs and making music. Matthew 26:30, Ephesians 5:19, and Colossians 3:16. But is unmistakably linked to holy living. Approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1:10-11. We cannot lose sight of the fact that our spiritual worship of God is intrinsically tied to the way we live. Romans 12:1-2. It's not about a 30-minute experience at home or in a church. It's about a life oriented by and directed to God. And that's the end of this week's section of Mike Heiser's book, What Does God Want?, entitled Disciples Worship. And we'll continue next week with the section entitled Disciples Confess Sin and Accept God's Forgiveness. So thanks again for stopping by. Check out the show notes for the links to this week's cigar, Mike Heiser's Naked Bible Podcast, his Awakening School of Theology, his books, and also the Groundworks Ministries daily Bible study and devotions, and the Burning Bush Podcast merchandise store to pick up some items to help spread the word about the show. I'd really appreciate that as well. So until next week, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.